Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. You have Rowdy Maglite with Rowdy Maglite Racing here tonight. And tonight, we're lucky enough to have Josh Williams, driver of the number 6 Musselman Applesauce Chevrolet. And we're getting ready for Nashville, and we're going to let Josh tell us how he's prepared for our next race there. Hey, Josh.
Hey, buddy. Pleasure to be on your show, man.
Thank you, Josh. It's a pleasure to have you on my show. Guess you get shaking down your car for Nashville.
Yes, sir. We got our new composite car put together. It'll be the first of the composite cars that our team has owned and/or worked on. So it's a pretty new experience for us. You know, some of the stuff's different. Setup-wise, pretty similar. Car does react a little different, you know, the having all that weight up real high compared to the steel bodies. But, man, it's been real good for us. I think it's going to be a great, I don't know how you'd say it, another one of those level-the-playing-field kind of deals for us.
Well, that gives you 100 pounds less than the steel frame. Isn't that what the advantage they're telling you? Now,
yeah,
Josh,
that's one of the advantages is the 100-pound weight break for the composite body over the steel body, as well as the maximum or the minimum right side.
So, Josh, did you take your old metal chassis off?
Basically what we did is we took one of our old steel cars and we just converted it over to the composite, raised the halo, and changed the package tray dash and recrush paneled it, new bumper bars, and it's a pretty simple process.
So you've already been out on the track with the car, and can you tell a difference in the handling?
Yeah, just a little bit. It's not too bad. Just kind of the biggest thing is you can feel the car roll over a little bit more on the right front due to the body being a little bit higher and that moving that cage up a little bit. But that's really the only difference I felt myself with the handling with the car.
Well, Josh, you're running this year the full schedule, isn't that correct?
That is the goal. That is the goal. We've got some gaps to fill on funding. Musselman's was kind enough to come on board this year and help us out a little bit for a few races, and we're still looking for partners for sure to keep this orange number 6 going.
Well, Josh, you run a nice operation. I've seen your cars in action, and you really are an asset to ARCA and your guys. They're right up there at the top. For what it takes to run a show, you're giving them a good show.
Well, man, I really appreciate that. You know, I tell my guys, like, look, you know, when we show up at a racetrack, if we all can't have fun, we don't need to be here. It's still a family thing for us. It's still a group of old school racers, man, that just love being at the racetrack, love racing, and they all have the want to win, and that's what it takes nowadays, man. There's not very many teams or people out there like us that, you know, when we wake up in the morning at 6 o'clock to be at the shop by 7, you know, we're excited to go into work and build these race cars and try to do the best we can with what we've got. And it's just really fun for us, man. It's just an all-around family deal. We love to do it, and I just hope we can continue to do it for the rest of the season.
Well, you know, Josh, there's very few times that I've ever looked over at your pits that y'all wasn't smiling, and I like that. I'm smiling.
Yeah, man.
I don't have to worry about how I'm going to fund the next race. You're smiling, I guess, because you're fixing to get in the car and do the race. But, it was good to see your mom down on the, when they did the pre-intros at Daytona. And I told her I know she was proud of her son. And that's when we got the little snapshot of selfie of each other. And, you know, that's another thing that's great about ARCA, Josh, is the accessibility to the drivers. You know, you get time to go and have a autograph session with everyone.
Yeah, that's a really good part I like about ARCA. Is, you know, you walk through the cup garage and there's somebody sticking their hand through the fence, and and a lot of them guys don't stop and give them people the time of day. And, you know, you notice a lot of the ARCA drivers will go out of their way and take a little bit of time to talk with the fans and sign some autographs and meet with people and just, you know, it's a good way to keep fans and, you know, make new fans. I just wish that all the sports, you know, and I wish all the motorsports venues, you know, on the NASCAR side and, you know, some other stuff were just like the ARCA series. I mean, we're really interactive with the fans, and I think that's how it should be.
Well, you know, it's pretty much every race. I think they donate 1 hour where you can go down and get autographs, and it's you actually get to shake hands and have a picture took, and you're not rushed through with a mile and a half line. You know, it's a great place for someone, a family, to go and spend a good quality day with your kids.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's affordable. You know, it's fun for the whole family. It's just it's a great deal. I love the ARCA series. You know, they've been good to us. Just treated us like family ever since the first race we ran in Palm Beach in 2009. You know, we want to continue our relationship with ARCA as long as we can.
Josh, Daytona, on the first race, you was up with the pack on the pretty much the first start of the race, and you come up with a flat tire, what, on lap 27?
Yeah, we had a really good race car, really good race car. Danny Johnson, he put a good piece together for me. Car was driving really good in the draft. We had a tire neutralized, sort of the inner liner and the outer liner became the same pressure. Creates a real bad vibration and can blow the tire, but luckily we made it to pit road before the tire blew. But went a lap down there under green and couldn't catch that lucky caution to get our lap back, but you know, I feel like we had a top three car for sure, and you know, our finish didn't show it, but hopefully Talladega will be a different story.
Well, you was running third when you had the flat, wasn't you? I believe that's what.
Yes, sir.
You was at third place when you had your flat, and it was hard for you to fight your way back. Well, you never got a caution. I mean, the caution was very far, and so you finished what, a respectably seventh place, Kink. It's hard to complain with a top 10 finish.
Yep. Yeah, I'm not really sure where we ended up, but it wasn't too bad for what we had. But I mean, we definitely could have been up there in the top three for sure.
Josh, what was it, lap three? Where was you at when that melee started?
The my spotter, he asked me if we got hit, and I said no, I mean we're good. Why? He says, man, he says that was close. I guess they said you couldn't fit a piece of paper in between my rear bumper and the wreck behind us, but we got real fortunate on that. That could have ended our day.
Yeah, it was that was really, really close. It sure was. So looking at the way your flat situation, I mean, you was running third. That was, and there's some nine cars of the lead was knocked out on that one lap.
Exactly.
Put it to anybody with an Elmore motor had a great chance of winning that race at that point, wasn't it?
Yeah, for sure. We ran the old motor, I guess they call it the legacy motor, last year, and we ran the Elmore this year, and I could really tell the difference. I mean, the Elmore it's a great program, great motor package, and I could tell the difference. I think not having the Elmore last year was some of our issues with not being able to close the deal when we were running up front, but this year we're going to run the Elmore in all the races, so that'll take that out of the equation.
So did you run the Legacy all year last year, Josh?
We ran the Elmore at select races last year.
Okay, so you did. So you had, yeah, you had run an Elmore last year, son.
Yes, we ran the Elmore at the mile and a half, and I think I ran an Elmore at Winchester. But other than that, it was the legacy motor Daytona, Talladega, most of the short tracks and the road course.
Well, now that you see, how do you think you're going to save on the initial cost of the Elmore versus the Legacy, Josh? Do you know?
Well, the biggest thing is, the biggest thing for us, see, because we owned all of our Legacy motors.
Yeah.
We had one SB2 Chevrolet motor and two Ford D3 motors. So we didn't have to rent a motor. You know, we just ran it and then paid for the rebuild whenever it was time to rebuild. The biggest thing is cutting out all the big teams who were renting motors from Gibbs and TRD and Roush and, you know, all those places and ECR.
Yeah.
Just it takes that out of the equation because, I mean, they were paying, you know, I'd probably say anywhere from $15,000 to $25,000 a race, sometimes more than that, depending on where it was and what kind of motor they got. But it just takes all that out of the equation because now, you're not fighting motor. You're car for car. And the composite body is going to play into that as well. You know, they're going to leave it up to the crew chief and the driver to get the job done and not rely on the car and the motor as much.
Elmore's right there has people on site to take care of the problems quickly too, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. Like I said before, the Elmore program is phenomenal. You know, the guys are always there to help you when you need help. They're just they're real supportive, you know, and then they're fair to everybody. So it's really good for the sport.
Josh, what got you interested in fast cars?
My dad raced, he raced before I was even born and just kind of born into it. And I did play other sports, played basketball and baseball, but just, I gave them up, wanted to race and stuck with it ever since I was 4.5 years old. And I haven't stopped yet and don't plan on stopping anytime soon.
If it's in your blood, it's contagious. You know, Josh,
it is. I tell
spent,
you what, it's addictive. That's for sure.
Well, it's an addictive, expensive, addictive sport. I spent 25 years,
sure.
You know, working out of town, and we kind of raced during the Talladega weekends and a few other little races. And now that my kids are grown and gone, now I'm able to go and hang out. And for me, I'm going to spend my time with ARCA and hang out with them. And I can go to a race and do Thursday and Friday and some Xfinity on Saturday, and I'm ready to go home. I don't really have to hang around for Sunday's race because I get a good fix of it for the other ones. And it's a letdown when you go in there and they don't have time for you. I mean,
yeah.
They don't have time for you. It's a different attitude.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, you know, the races that we are paired with the NASCAR guys, it's pretty cool for, you know, usually we race on the same day as Xfinity or the trucks, you can get your really good bang for your buck there and enjoy some good racing and head on to the house and you can kick up and relax and watch the big show on the TV on Sunday.
Now, you call North Carolina home now?
Yes, sir. It's I've been living up here. I'd probably say right at the end of 14 years old, right before I turned 15, I moved in with Barry Owen in Lexington, and we started building our first ARCA chassis before I was even old enough to run ARCA, and we finished it. It's actually the car that I'm running at Nashville is the one that me and Barry built back in 2008 and 2009. So that's kind of when I moved up here, and I've been up here ever since.
Well, you have to be where it's at to be able to.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, ARCA pushes, what, Wisconsin, and didn't they go back to Minnesota this year? I know they did Wisconsin.
Yep, we drive all the way to Madison, Wisconsin, and you know, that's a long haul for us. Whenever we did run to Minnesota, it was tough. you know, especially to drive all the way out that way and just run a short track or something like that, and you know, your cost to return ratio is not very good, but you know, it's one of those things where, you know, if you want it, you gotta, if you're gonna play, you gotta play, so you gotta go where they're at.
What do you think about a road course there, Josh?
I love the road course. The road course is, it's been really good to us since my first start at Palm Beach. You know, I really wish we went back to Palm Beach. That was a pretty cool racetrack. But New Jersey's different. It's got characteristics to it, and I really like the track for sure. Really like the track. I like the facility. The people there are great. You know, they've always treated us well, and I kind of wish we had more than one road course. You know, a lot of us teams, you know, the majority of them have purpose-built road course cars, and we only get to use them one time a year. So it'd be pretty neat to go to a different road course.
Yeah. I look at road courses a little different than what I used to. Somebody says, you know, you need to look at that like the old days when they were actually running moonshine and they were going down a country road. They were going left and right and left and right. And after I started actually looking at the race that way, I enjoy a road course now.
Different. You know, it's a really big strategy race. You know, you got to manage your car. You got to manage your tires. You got to manage your brakes. You got to race the other guy. You got to race the racetrack. It's cool, man. It's fun. It's a blast. I love it. I like it because, you know, if you want a little bit more, you can get up on a wheel and hustle it and, you know, make up a little bit of time. And a road course, you know, if you're 5/10 off the pace, if you pick up a tenth or a half a tenth per corner, I mean, you know, you gain huge. So it's neat. I really wish we went to another road course, though. That'd be great.
Well, unfortunately, it's a heck of a drive for me. I'd like to, you know, another great thing about ARCA, what do you think about racing in the dirt, Josh? We have two races, the Coin and Southern Illinois. I mean, how lucky can you get to have a schedule with two dirt tracks on it?
Yeah, that's a blast. I mean, I look forward to that every year. That's cool. We actually, we were working on our dirt car today. I'm just trying to get things squared away and get ready for the dirt races ahead of time. But, man, that's a blast. You know, it's a really good turnout with the fans, really good atmosphere. The racing's fun. I feel like we've got a shot to maybe win one of those this year. We were pretty close last year, and that'd be pretty neat for us to win on the dirt. It's kind of one of our goals is to win on the dirt, the road course, short track. You know, we're going to try to win at least two of the four or five different circuits we go to this year.
So you had a good finish, was it the Coin?
Yeah, the Coin and Springfield. We had green-white checkers, both Springfield and the Coin. We were second going into green-white checkers on both of them, but, you know, got the top groove gets so dusty and dry, you kind of stuck out there when the green falls. So I think we ended up fifth or fourth in both of them, something like that. So come up a little short, maybe third, I'm not sure.
You know, that's something that I think NASCAR, the Sprint Cup guys, are missing on their schedule that would be a huge success would be a dirt race. And with ARCA to have two of them, that's and they have a pretty decent crowd there, don't they, Josh?
Oh, yeah, they've got a great crowd. Great crowd. Good fans. You know, you got the fair in town there. You know, it's neat. A lot of fans. It's a pretty cool deal, man. They're really into it. They look forward to it every year. I've got a couple people that come down and see me every year. They look forward to that, man. That's like their Daytona out there in Illinois.
Yeah. Well, I mean, with a state fair in town and the race too, that's a heck of an ambiance there with all the lights and the race. And that would be a pretty cool place to spend a great summer evening.
Yeah, exactly. It's great. I love it.
Well, Josh, you was third in points with ARCA, which was a great improvement there. In 2014, you was 13th place. You went from 13th to third. That's pretty good. It was down pretty close to the wire for the championship, wasn't it, Josh, last year?
Yeah, it was pretty close. We had two bad runs right there at the end of the year, Kentucky and Kansas. Just a little bit of bad luck. That kind of took us out of finishing second in points. I don't know if we could have had anything for Grant. We had a couple issues throughout the middle of the year that he was able to get a little bit of a gap on us, but we started to reel that gap back in there towards the end, and like I said, just had them two bad races and put us back to third. But we did have a good solid top three finish, and just really good for our team and our guys. It's a good confidence booster for us definitely coming into 2016.
That's another on my bucket list, Josh, is a banquet. I've kind of wanted to plan it this past year, but my son graduated college. And trust me, that was more important to see him walk across the stage.
That's a pretty big step.
For what he worked so hard for, and we helped him get there, it was a great accomplishment. So that's on my list maybe this year. It's just, there again, when you're in, it's nothing but time behind the windshield to get to any ARCA race. I'm fortunate I can get to several of them. You know, Kentucky's a great race.
Kentucky's a real good race.
New configuration. They're doing some work at Kentucky, so what you did know at Kentucky is going to be pretty much thrown out the window, right?
Oh, yeah, it'll be a totally different racetrack when we go back there next time for sure. But, that track had good character before. I hate it, when they do stuff like that to tracks, but, after time, sometimes you got to. It gets a little bit dangerous for us drivers. The tracks get too rough and things like that start eating up tires. But man, it's cool for us. I got a lot of family lives in Kentucky. So we get together and kind of have a big dinner after the race is over. And it's cool for us, a little bit of family time, and we get to race.
I've got a lot of friends in Kentucky, and we meet up after the race. There again, when you put the nationwide in the ARCA race weekend, it makes for a great weekend. It's not extremely crowded. I can't see how they don't sell more tickets than what they do, Josh. I mean, I would have never dreamed they even would have come back last year, but at least we're fortunate enough to be able to have them back on as a track this year. And it's going to be fresh pavement on top of that.
It's going to be a good race, that's for sure. It's going to be hard to tell, with some of these newer surfaces we've raced on in the years past. I think Michigan was one of them. You kind of race the tires more than you race the competition. It's whoever keep their tires under them the longest. But I'm not sure how it's going to go. Some tracks you pave them new like that, and you can run the whole race on one set of tires, and some tracks it just shreds the rubber off of them. So I'll be anxious to see how that goes. Luckily for us, ARCA puts on that open test the beginning of the week right before the race, and that's a really big help. So that's going to be good for everybody, all the teams, try to get a head start on it, in general attire as well, give them a good idea of what they're up against.
Yeah. Well, general attire, that's another, I think, a little plus for ARCA this year. Josh, on the composite body, that comes in what, five pieces that you can change out? Is that right? Is it? If you have a wreck, the advantages to the composite body besides the weight issue was how quick you could recover after a wreck and replace the damaged goods on the car.
Yeah, exactly. Everything's bolt-on together. Your two front fenders are separate, your hood's separate, your front bumper. rear bumper, both your left and right quarters, deck lid separate, and then you've got your well, we call it the greenhouse, you know, your rear windshield, your roof, and your front windshield, A, B, and C post. That's all one piece. So basically from your door tops down is all flange fit, you know, separate pieces, your doors. So if you did have a bad enough wreck, you know, say you go to intermediate track or even a short track and, you know, blow right front or something and you need to get back out on the racetrack, you can still put some panels on it and still be competitive.
Well, let's see. This will be the first short track, Nashville. Isn't that correct, that you'll have composite bodies on?
Yes.
Have you heard any idea how many other cars will have composites?
I'm not sure. I bet you a lot of them will have composite bodies. It's you know, we've had a lot of time, like you said. We talked earlier before we got on the show here, and you know, we've had such a long period of time. You know, it's okay for teams to take a little bit of time and save them some money to slowly put one of these things together instead of having to rush one together and spend a whole bunch of money. And it's expensive, you know, at the get-go, but like you said, it's going to be a little bit cheaper to maintain.
Well, you know, Arca, I think headed with a Hellmore motor, you're living it now. You feel like you're more competitive. I mean, here you're going to jump into Nashville here, 100 pounds lighter than you was last year with an Hellmore motor. You know, last year while you was leading at Nashville, you was leading with 35 to go, and was the caution come out and you developed engine trouble? Is that what?
Yeah, we through that last part of that run there when we were leading, the motor started missing, and then it started losing power, and you know, we still could have won the race if it would have stayed green. We had a big enough lead, but we had that caution and bunched the field back up together, and we just couldn't hang with them there right at the end.
Well, you know, Josh, luck has a lot to play with racing, you know.
I'd rather be lucky than good, that's for sure.
Does luck play a lot in racing? I said, listen, it plays everything in racing.
I mean, you can have fastest car, you can have fast car on a racetrack and, you know, have something happen out of your control. For example, I mean, you look at Tom Hesser last year. You know, he had some bad luck with some lap cars, and you know, it was nothing to his doing, and just stuff like that happens, and it's unfortunate. But I mean, if it was easy, everybody'd give it a shot, right?
If it's easy, I'd be behind the wheel in April 9th. It's physical too, isn't it, Josh? I mean, you know, at the end of the race, a 250-lap Daytona or a road course. I mean, I imagine a road course is probably a lot more physical than an oval.
Yeah, I mean, the road course, you know, it plays a toll on you. I mean, you're shifting quite a bit, and you know, rights and lefts, and you know, a lot of people. You know, your average person who really doesn't know much about motorsports just thinks that you got to sit in there and push the pedals. But, I mean, it's hot in there, and you got a lot going on, and you're trying to think. And it's, you know, it definitely takes a toll on you for sure. But, you know, staying in shape is key.
Well, Josh, what does Josh Williams do for Josh Williams when he's not racing? What do you do on your spare time, Josh? What's your fun time when you're not
most of the time we race. But we run some go-karts every now and again at some local tracks and things like that. I own a couple dirt go-karts, and I got a kid that drives for me. We go play around, try to win some money on the weekends. But
do more racing.
Yeah, do a little bit more racing. Sometimes me and the girlfriend will go out, and we'll either go to the beach or go hang out at the mountains or something, or, you know, ride around the property on the four-wheelers, things like that. But, you know, racing consumes a lot of it, that's for sure.
Well, and after, well, you, when we get Nashville down, it's down to business then, isn't it?
It's pretty much going to be. It's going to be wide open.
If you hadn't got yourself caught up between February the 15th, the time you got home from Daytona, from Nashville the 9th, if you're not caught up then, you're in trouble, because it's pretty much, well, you go to, after Nashville, go to Salem, skips a week, and then you go to Salem.
I think so. I think it's Nashville, Salem, I think.
And then Talladega.
Talladega and Toledo's the first.
Yep.
First five?
I think you're right. I mean, you it's go, go, go.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be quick, and, you know, we're a little bit behind because we only have one composite car at the moment. We are building another composite car, you know, but if we do have an issue or whatever getting a wreck, you will see us in a steel-bodied car until our composite gets repaired.
What about Talladega? What's your plans for Talladega? Run a composite there also?
Talladega, they won't let us run a composite there yet. I think
that's
next year, 2017.
So the
2017,
Super Speedways
I think
can't.
Mandatory.
Yeah, Super Speedways, you can't run a composite body yet.
Right, right. Yeah, so we're gonna bring that same car and run at Daytona. That car seems like Talladega a little bit better. So maybe we'll be a little bit faster.
Well, you was at Daytona, you was right up there with them. It's just one of them bad things with the rear tire, wasn't it?
Actually, it's a left
down,
front.
Left front.
Yes.
It's more of that look we was talking about.
Exactly. Yep, the racing gods, as I like to call it.
That's all how they play out.
Exactly.
Josh, anything else you'd like to tell us about Josh Williams?
No, man. I mean, I think that's about it. You know, if anybody wants to find out more or whatever, check out our website, joshwmotorsports.com, and shoot us an email or whatever if you want to know more or need some information on the team, or follow us on Twitter at Josh6Williams and check us out and keep up on us, man. But I think that's about it.
Josh, listen, I appreciate it. You put a great show on. You always wear a smile, and I always try to keep a smile. And it's always great to see you. And, you know, we've been looking at each other, I think it's been about 4 years, and I'm looking forward for many more years with hanging out and being able to speak with you and talk with you. And I appreciate you coming on, Josh, and being part of this.
Yes, sir. I really appreciate it, man. And, you know, it's been a pleasure to be your friend and to get to know you and to be on your show and stuff like that. And, hey, man, maybe we win this championship or whatever. You come sit at our table at the banquet.
I'd love to be at your table at the banquet. When you hoist the big boy up. I appreciate
That's right.
it, Josh,
That's,
and thanks a lot.
That's the goal, buddy, man. I really appreciate it.
Well, you know, Josh, the great thing about you, you've got a great attitude. It's always positive, and you can't go wrong with a positive attitude, brother.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate it, and you have a good evening, and looking forward to coming back soon.
All right, we'll see you in Nashville, brother.
Yes, sir. I'll be there.
All right. Good night.
Thank you, man. You too.
All right, that was Josh Williams, driver of the number 6 Musselman Applesauce Chevrolet. It was great to have Josh on tonight with us. If you hit the track, make sure you stop by and get an autograph of Josh. Josh got hero cards, and he definitely is a hero for you kids to look up to. Josh, I appreciate it. And, hey, if you're looking for somebody to put your number, your sponsor on, Josh is a good man, good car, good family operation. Appreciate them, what they do for ARCA. Our next race, Nashville, it'll be the 9th. April the 9th at 8 o'clock is the start time on that race. John West Townley is still leading the points, waiting on the X-rays to shake it up, see where we go from there. So, everybody, I appreciate you coming in tonight. Next Monday night, we're going to do it all over again. And till next Monday night, I'm Rowdy Maglite. Good night.